So hello and welcome. You're joining me on the Erica Blessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. My next guest is a book author. I mean, I say that so funny, like most of my guests aren't, but this author is a lot of fun. She does very well traveling around and doing indie book tours. Her current book is called I Am Her Daughter. Ooh, how exciting is that? I'd like to welcome Leisha Berry. Hi, Leisha.
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me.
So you live in Florida, but you're in a hotel room, some little town somewhere. Where are you right now?
Yeah, the little old town of Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, that's pretty big city. So what got you to thinking that you'd have fun doing book tours? Because some people really just don't do them anymore.
Well, my book wouldn't let me sit at home behind my computer at my desk. My book just demanded to be spoken about and advocated for, and I literally wouldn't let me go. I'm doing this because my book made me do it.
I talk to all my folks. I love that you say it like that. So tell me a little bit more about you. Tell me about kind of what inspires you, and maybe are you writing something next already?
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, so I'm Her Daughter, The Healing Path to Woman's Power is about my deep devotion to incubating feminine leadership, women's wisdom, our unique connection to the earth, our unique connection to ancestral memory, you know, our ability to translate those things. And it started as a journey of me healing my mother wound, you know, my difficulties with my mother, but it wound up becoming much more global and realizing that once I was healed, that there's a mother wound in the world, and that we really need to reinvest and reclaim the feminine voice, the deep feminine voice that we have. And so the book is really a guide, and then it becomes this sort of archetypal mother speaking, you know, that voice, telling us how to reclaim our connection with the earth and our bodies and our feeling. And so those are things I care about very deeply. The next book is actually called Blue-Eyed Indian Stories the Land Told Me, because the next logical step after healing my mother wound and connecting with the earth was that the earth started talking to me.
Awesome.
And, yeah. And how like, you know, and I'm a scientist as well as a deeply spiritual, you know, person. So I have, I like to have evidence for what, you know, comes through. And so these stories the land told are about ancestry that I didn't know I had, but then I later go and dig up records and they're actually accurate. So the land actually has memory, and women have this unique capacity to hear it and translate it, and then to bring it into the world through their voice, you know.
Something that showed up for me when you were talking was just this sense of like of women pretzeling themselves for others. Like,
yeah.
I got this sense of like if you're raised in an environment of almost any environment, like if you talk about healing the mother wound, the picture I got was how we get encouraged to pretzel ourselves from like a young age, to do things, be a certain way for my brother, help my brother with this or that, I'm older, right? So like being there for him, and then doing certain things a certain way to please my parents, and then even choosing the college, like the college I chose. It was so funny. It was the University of California, but it was like an engineering school. It's like pre-vet, pre-med, pre-engineering, and Erica. So I look at that. So how do we get around that sort of pretzeling ourselves for someone else?
You know, it's kind of unreal to me how often in my audiences women ask this exact question. It seems so simple. It's a decision. It's, you know, making a decision. I'm gonna get to know myself, and I'm gonna put myself first. But the fact that so many women ask that question is evidence that we are in this world and we're caretaking everybody else but ourselves. You know, women want to, you know, they say, how do I write a book? How do I find the time? How do I say no to all these people that need me? And it's like, you just decide that you're going to put yourself first for a change. You can still pour the tea out for all the other customers. Your cup first. No. It's a decision. It's kind of like putting a pole in the ground and saying, this land belongs to me. This body, this person, this life belongs to me. And I do get to express, you know, I do get to create. I do get to take care of myself too.
So if I wanted to do an indie book tour for, I'm imagining some of my listeners are authors and they're now just like salivating. They're so excited to hear you. So why wouldn't my listeners be enthusiastic? Like I am, and like attracts like, so I'm sure my listeners are enthusiastic also.
That's great.
Right? So how would we go about doing an indie book tour? Like tell us even what that means for, maybe someone doesn't even know what indie means.
Well, indie, of course, is independent. I publish my own work for creative control reasons, as well as, you know, I make my bigger dollar, you know, for the book that way, you know, by selling the book myself. And these days, publishers, like big house publishers, are not doing the marketing for you anymore. You still have to do your own marketing and promotion. And so unless someone is lovely and has a boutique publishing house and there's actual care taken for the authors, you really are on your own. So I decided again, because the book made me do it, it wouldn't let me go, that I needed to get out there and speak about it. And so I started making connections with people that I knew, asking them, do you know anybody in this state? Do you know anyone in that state? Do you have any idea, you know, audiences that would be interested in this message? So first identifying my message was very important. Who's going to care about what I talk about? And then targeting those people. And the making of connections is really, I think it's a lost art. We can be behind our computers and, you know, emailing each other maybe, and, you know, maybe message each other on Facebook or whatever, but actually picking up the phone and having a conversation or doing a face-to-face with somebody, I think it's becoming a lost art. We really need to pick it back up, because as soon as people heard my voice or saw my face and heard what I was talking about, they were like, oh my gosh, yes, here I have five people in these various states. And so I've carved out this national book tour over 4 months to get the message of the book out. And I'll tell you what, the people I'm meeting are the most awesome people, and I'm making amazing connections for business. I'm making money on this book tour. The book, of course, is just one little sale, but the mentoring that I do for women leaders and women who are writing and looking to promote their work, they're coming out of the woodwork and I'm, you know, they're hiring me, which is a great way to make a living, you know, being out there in integrity with your message. So I really advocate for it. I think it's a lost art, and I think it needs to be reinstated.
That is awesome. And we actually are at our time already. It went by like in 5 seconds with you. So how much fun is that? Leisha, tell everyone the name of your book again and then how we can find you.
Okay. The name of the book is I Am Her Daughter, The Healing Path to a Woman's Power. And they can find me and the book on my website, leishaberry.com, LICIABERRY.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you.